Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting episode at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you have made your tea or coffee and are ready for this week's episode. I would love to start with a guitar that is becoming one of my favorite guitars or guitar luthiers. This guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Mirko Migliorini. And I have had a few guitars made by Mirko Migliorini in my hands already, and I'm very impressed every time. First of all, it's a double top guitar with a Nomex core, and I think this guitar has all the qualities of a good double top guitar, and it has also a very pleasant tone. I like also the tone color. This one is from 2025. It's brand new. It has the number 418. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I like also the decorative elements on this guitar. The rosette looks very simple, very minimalistic, but very elegant. What I also like is this very thin yellow color in the purflings or bindings of the guitar, which you can find also in the rosette. It's a very good match, and it's also a very light guitar. I'm very curious, what is your opinion about the sound of this guitar? And let's play a few tones on it. I can tell you straight away, when I was playing these five chords, what I have found out about the sound of this guitar. First of all, it has a very rich sound in terms of overtone. A lot of soft overtones, and the response of the guitar is also very fast. You touch the strings and the whole spectrum of the tone is suddenly there, which is a very typical quality of a double top guitar. And I also like that all the tones have nearly the same loudness. So the balance of the guitar in terms of loudness between the tones and strings is very good. You hear it? When I play like three or four tones at the same time, it's like one tone. This is very, very good. And now I want to hear how my arrangement will sound on this guitar. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. Let's go. Thank you. love about this piece on this guitar. The intonation in this position of the guitar is amazing. Because some guitars tend to sound a little bit out of tune when I play a chord in this high position. Also some beautiful colors. Beautiful. Wow. And the guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, which makes it a bit easier if you want to play in the higher positions of the guitar. And let's play a last piece on it. So it was a Mirko Migliorini guitar, number 418, and I want to know what you think about the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next instrument. And this guitar is a special one. It's made by one of the most famous and important Spanish guitar luthiers, Ignacio Fleta, who is actually also the favorite guitar luthier of many guitar luthiers. I found it out after talking with many guitar luthiers that they truly appreciate Ignacio Fleta. This guitar is from 1963 and it has the number 287. It's of course a traditionally built guitar, very Spanish, with a very beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. In terms of decorations and aesthetic about this guitar, there is not much to say, but what we can talk about a lot is the sound and the feeling of this guitar. It's second to none. So that's why I won't talk a lot and I will play a few tones on it. This guitar, how should I describe it? It has so much to offer. In general, it has a bright sound. It's a really bright sounding guitar. It's a traditionally built guitar. But if you want, you can bring out some very round and beautiful tones like this. At the same time, you can play. So the palette of the colors that this guitar offers is endless. The character of the tone is something that you can find only in Fleta guitars. I think this is also what makes this guitar very, very special and unique. Let's play more. If I'm playing my arrangement on this guitar, I need colors because then you can design the music of this piece in a much more flexible way. And the scores you can find in the video description, and the link to the guitar also in the video description. There will be much more detailed pictures and information about this Ignacio Fleta guitar. And let's play the last piece on it. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar, which is actually very light, is a Granada-made style guitar from Granada, made by Johannes Kind. And there is also a little piece of wood in the form of a rosette, a ring, in the rosette of the guitar, which looks amazing. You can find this muster also in the purfling of the guitar. Beautiful work. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. The neck of the guitar is a cedar, and we have ebony fingerboard, and the bridge is Madagascar rosewood. And it's the first time, I think, that I'm playing a Johannes Kind guitar. I guess that this is the first time. I'm very curious how it sounds. First thing what I notice is a great tone separation. It's so clear. Every tone has its own highway, and it has also a very soft touch, so the response of the guitar is very good. And of course, Johannes Kind stick to that traditional Spanish tone from Granada. I also like the dynamic in the basses. You can be quiet, very piano, but you can be also very loud, and the guitar allows you to express yourself in terms of dynamics. Also, the guitar is very comfortable to play. So it was a one take of this piece, because usually I need like two or three takes to play the whole piece very clean. But in this case, it was just the first time and everything was done. Last piece. Congrats to Johannes Kind. It's a great guitar. It's a joy to play on this guitar. It's very traditional. It has, for my personal taste, nothing to do with a modern guitar with a very responsive sound, loud, a lot of overtones. This is a guitar with a beautiful traditional tone, great tone separation, intonation, and everything what you expect from a good traditional guitar. I'm also curious what you say about the sound of this Johannes Kind guitar, and let's move to the next one. The next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Davide Scacchi, and we have had a few guitars made by Davide Scacchi, who is based in Milano, and I like his guitars. Very clean sound, beautiful traditional tone, great tone separation, and a very simple look but elegant with some beautiful details. Also, in this guitar, I see the purflings are made very beautifully, and you can find the same structure in the rosette of the guitar. The top is spruce and the back and sides are Indian rosewood. Beautiful. The guitar is also very light, so I expect a responsive sound. And by the way, there are so many interesting information about all these guitars that I'm reviewing to find. And just check our website. You can find the link always in the video description, and you will find all the information. Let's play a few tones on it. Beautiful. very clean sound, and as I already said, a guitar with a very beautiful traditional tone and great tone separation. Maybe another way to explain a good tone separation is this. Very simple. It means if you are playing different tones and chords, the tones are not interrupted by the other tones. Every tone has its own voice and can be expressed and heard. I think it's a good definition for the tone separation. If you have a better idea, write it down in the comments. Very beautiful singing first string. Yeah, beautiful work by Davide Scacchi, brand new guitar from 2025, and we have still two guitars left. This guitar is made by Kazuo Sato, a Japanese guitar luthier who is based in Germany for a very long time. And we have had last week, I think, a brand new guitar by Kazuo Sato, which was amazing. And this guitar is from 1981. I have played already a few tones on this guitar and I find the sound of this one really amazing. It has a beautiful tone, first of all, very good balance, and there is something that I cannot describe. You just have to hear it or play it by yourself and feel it. And this guitar from 1981 comes with a very well-aged spruce top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. Lovely. First of all, it's a very powerful guitar. I think it's one of the loudest, or maybe the loudest guitar of today. It's also very well breathing. I mean, the guitar is from 1981, so it has been probably aged very well and played a lot. Well, this guitar offers you many tools to create beautiful music, and I also liked how my arrangement sounded on this guitar, especially in the higher positions. Beautiful. You can find, by the way, the scores of this arrangement in the video description if you are interested in. So, let's play a last piece on this beautiful Kazuo Sato guitar, and then we move to the last guitar of the week. And the last guitar of this week is made by the Italian guitar luthier Luigi Sabbatini. We have had also the cedar version of this guitar, which I have reviewed last week. And this one is the spruce version. It's a lattice-braced guitar with some special elements like the sound port and a very beautiful and innovative rosette bridge, and it's a lattice braced guitar. Did I mention it? I don't know. Anyway, it's a lattice braced guitar, and you can see all the bracings if you look through the hole, through this sound hole. And it comes with a beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I can already tell you it's a very loud and very well resonating guitar. Let's see how it sounds. Very loud and very well resonating. Thank you. I think the guitar has still a very sweet sound if you want to create a very bright and sweet sound. A very smiling and shining tone. But you can also create fuller sounds. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what an impact the nails can have on the sound of the guitar. I mean, the shape of the nails. Well, last piece, and then we finish the weekly. So it was a Luigi Sabatini guitar, lattice braced, brand new from 2025, and I'm very curious, as usual, about your opinion on the sound of these guitars, and please make sure to leave a like if the video was helpful for you to have an idea of the sound of the guitars. Enjoy your weekend and see you next week. Bye.